Thanks for listening to Resume on Podcast One. Corolla Drinks presents Bands in the Sand, July 14th at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach, featuring Mo Lauda and The Humble. Mo Lauda and The Humble, plus Roses and Cigarettes. Loxy. The Smoking Kills. Just another Southern California. The beach is free. The Mangria and Endless Rant IPA and Lager will cost you a little bit. Mo Lauda and The Humble. You couldn't tell by now. Headlines, Bands in the Sand. You need to save your July 14th at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. Join us as we get it on the beach. For more, follow at Corolla Drinks and visit AdamCarolla.com.
Water cooler, water cooler, water cooler.
And it's Water Cooler, episode number 129, also more famously known as 69 plus 60. Welcome back to the show. So good to have you. Once again, this is the show where I, Chris Loxamana, hang out with my Corolla Digital home dogs. We kick it.
And then Dylan. But go on. I'm sorry. Apparently. I didn't interrupt.
Oh man. As I said, this is my favorite kind of water cooler. The one with a little bit of tension.
The one with too many people in the room?
A little bit of scandal.
Oh, hey guys, how people you doing?
Stop, don't talk yet.
The one with a voice no one recognizes?
Secret guest. We don't know what's happening yet. Okay, so with me today, I have Insomniac.
Yo, yo.
In the house.
In the house.
I sent you his logo over the weekend.
What? Logo? I got a logo now? Can't you know the theme song now?
Oh, I got something to talk about. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's getting good, Insomniac. This is about to be renamed the Insomniac Show if he had it his way. He loves it.
Kaylin,
don't pretend you're not starting a radio empire behind our back.
Yeah, it looks like a nice little basketball sort of in the background.
Yeah,
that's probably a globe.
That's a Kaylin logo.
Like it, yeah.
Look,
sitting on the table of a tattoo parlor I went into.
Yeah, look, this is...
Oh, you took a picture in a tattoo parlor?
Yeah.
Why did you go to a tattoo parlor?
Look, what's with all the questions?
Gary said...
You didn't get a tattoo, right?
Not yet.
What's with all the questions?
Guys, I haven't introduced you yet. The listeners don't know who's speaking.
That's
right
true.
Now.
Bring in an extra
that
person.
That is 100%
true.
They have no
idea.
There will be
no
order
idea.
To this show.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy if there was no order to this show.
How dare you?
That voice you're hearing, one of my faves, Gary Patrick Smith.
What's up,
G Patrick? great to see you, my friend.
Great to see you too.
Matt Fondelier walked out. I don't know where he went, but I promise he was here.
He had to take a phone call from the boss man.
Oh, really?
I will say, Chris, it's very nice to see you, too. Clearly, there was no bands from the late 90s playing today.
Oh, really? We're crossing over now, huh?
Listen,
you're bringing bits over here?
Listen, in an episode, in a forthcoming episode of the aforementioned Daves of Thunder podcast, he crossed over first. He started with the Jason Bourne debate.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I have...
What was his
two podcasts that I have beef with right now.
So do I. His take was, in Damashek's world, for those of you who don't listen, go check out Daves of Thunder. It's a great podcast.
Yeah, let's plug another podcast right at the beginning of this one.
Right.
What, you want to wait till the end like you do every single week and have other people plug podcasts?
Chris,
yes.
People have already found the next podcast they're going to listen to. They're already listening to it. They stopped 3 minutes ago.
Man.
I'm just waiting.
Kaylin,
went off the rails
usually,
fast.
In Damashek's world, he eliminates all weapons. You can't have any weapons. So in that, with his criteria of that, which I'm not saying I subscribe to, but that's his criteria, he says Jason Bourne because Jason Bourne has killed the most people in hand-to-hand combat, and he killed somebody with a book.
How did he come up with that topic?
I thought he said a sandwich.
Was it the tweet?
He tweeted it, yeah.
He didn't
and he brought it
book.
Up.
He just used
he brought
the
it
book.
Up. He didn't even know that we – he didn't even understand what – he doesn't know what water
How about
is.
That? Dave's – oh, his loss. Dave's of Thunder stealing material from us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen.
Stealing our pages.
Yeah, it's funny.
All right, sure.
Well, I'm not sure how I feel about it.
Well, Matt Fondelier gets back. He's on the phone with Adam. Adam, I'll tell everyone what's going on with Adam in a moment. I don't know if you guys heard, but Mike Dawson's here.
Cheerio.
Hey, cheerio. Hey. Mike Dawson and I were England buddies.
We were England buddies. We did some England stuff, dude.
You were also pina colada pals.
Pina colada pals and wife beater pals.
Yep. Stella.
Except respect all women.
That's what they call
it. No. That's slang in England for Stella.
That's.
I don't like
Stella
it.
In Ireland, they told us, I ordered a Stella. And she says, she looks down her nose at me. I'm like, what? She goes, we call that wife beater beer around here. It sounded nice in an English bro, in an Irish bro.
Oh, that's what they call it that?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I shouldn't say that anymore. We had it nothing. But I wish that wasn't a rule.
Well, that'd be like Miller High Life here or something like that. You know?
Yeah, but we don't have a terrible name for that. I guess
you've never heard wife beater beer?
No.
Okay.
I've heard of you guys. Maybe too young.
Don't talk it. Yeah. I didn't introduce you.
No, we heard in high school.
After you,
and people who
you
are my age definitely use the term wife beater beer. You know, when they.
Hey,
could only get a Wiedemann's or whatever for a party.
Oh, and what an intro. What a lead into my next introduction. Matt Fondelier in the house.
Yeah, what's up?
Now, Matt,
here. I'm gone. I'm back. Whatever.
Yeah, what happened?
Got an emergency phone call from the boss man.
How emergency?
What's the emergency?
Oh, it was pretty emergency.
Right. Yeah, it was emergency.
Yeah.
Matt was so panicked. Okay? He ran out of here, left his flip flops, though. Just went
ran right out of his flip flops.
Flip flops will only slow you down.
Yeah, exactly.
Only slow you down.
Real men run with flip flops. Everyone knows that.
I know. Playing soccer with that outside. He's doing
that
pretty
movie
good.
With George Clooney, we all know.
We hear you.
The Descendants? No.
Adam Carolla. Adam Carolla, who we all know and love.
Who?
Adam Carolla.
That guy.
The man whose his name's on the wall. He is off to England.
He is.
He left all of us. This truly is a water cooler, as pure as it gets, because we really, we're good now.
Boss
right?
Man's across the sea.
Yeah. Champagne's popped.
Champagne's popping,
shirts
bro.
Shirts are off.
Yeah.
We're partying.
We're fucking partying up
weird
in here.
Guys, I don't know if I made it clear. I just
Black
got
Eyed
the phone
Peas
with Adam.
On the radio.
I'm not popping a champagne bottle anytime soon.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was made clear.
Speaking from the majority of the room.
Oh, okay. You guys had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, Matt, you're such a buzzkill to our party, though.
Who invited you?
God damn it.
You're still working.
Yeah. Oh.
You know what?
Now the controversy.
I got me some of this Endless Ran IPA to get me through it, though.
Oh, you're going to need that because...
But no champagne. But Endless Ran.
I've heard it's the champagne of beers.
I've heard.
Mm.
Someone else may have claimed that previously.
We have a lot of champagne here. We could call this room...
The champagne room.
The champagne room.
There will be no sex in here.
Mm-mm.
Just like the song suggests.
Gemini, you're going to die twice.
What's that?
Do you think there has been sex in here? Did Kaylin get laid in here?
What?
Yeah.
Insomniac.
What?
Is a maniac.
What are you doing?
Wow, I bet, dude.
Here's what I will say. We're getting into this.
If someone has had sex in this building, it is most likely in this room because this would be one of the safer rooms to do it in terms of camera setup.
And acoustics in here are wonderful.
Can't hear nothing from outside.
Yeah.
And you also have the potential to have a 5-camera shoot.
But if you control the building, the other ones you can't turn off.
There are plenty of cameras and a 360 camera in the room, Gary.
Right.
Like, see,
yeah, but if you control the
cameras.
Yeah,
but they're not on. Yeah.
You're better off having sex like at a bank. There's so many cameras here.
The best place would be on the sink.
Yeah.
There's right, a Kaylin, dead not Kaylin, next time you're going to bang somebody at the Christmas party. Tell Emmy to turn all the TriCaster on.
Noted.
All right. And that other voice you're hearing, Dylan. Co-worker Dylan. Oh, come on.
The more the merrier, right, guys?
Hello.
We've had Lynette Carolla sit there. We've had Kristen Carney sit there.
What's your question,
now Dylan's
Gary?
Here.
Are you going to do this whole
usually
episode
you have the respect.
Your podcast voice that we just heard?
What your podcast demeanor is so wildly different from who you actually are, so don't come at me with that.
Oh,
this is good.
I don't think that's really true.
Hey, guys, I don't appreciate everybody not being themselves while on the show.
I definitely don't start talking like this.
Okay, look, we all have podcast voice. Matt Fondelier invented podcast voice. We've gone over this. classic Matt's podcast voice. Now, Dylan, since you're a newbie, give us one sentence about yourself.
Newbie or guest?
Same thing. He's new in the studio. Look,
all right.
Gary, I just
so
want to know if this is a recurring.
Right now.
Is this going to be a recurring
right
thing?
Yeah, this is a learning curve when you're potting with Gary. You'll get. Yeah.
Why is he so angry?
We all get it.
We've been asking them that for 8 years now, man.
Look, I'm just glad I'm not in his sights. Usually I am. It's pretty rough.
You don't want to be in Gary's sights.
One sentence that would describe me.
Yeah.
I'm a Libra and also not the biggest fan of Gary.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. Uh-oh.
Accurate.
Dylan's rising through the ranks.
It's a compound sentence, but a sentence nonetheless.
Yeah. No, Dylan. Oh, are the phone lines up?
Did you put them up? I don't know. You want me to check?
Probably. Probably.
Caller, please hold.
I'll go check.
Okay, yeah, let's talk to a caller. I didn't tweet out for calls.
Let's get more voices on
this. They definitely think they're a call on the Corolla show. But anyway, Dylan works with me on the Corolla show. He works with all of us. He's the one that misspells all the names on the bios and everything. No, he does a lot of research. He does and helps out with all the segments.
God bless you for catching all of them. God bless you.
No, we're
not
we're
all talking. Of them.
Some things even sneak by me. Here, but,
phone's up.
All right, caller, you're on the air. This is Chris Luxemana. I'm so good at this. What's up? Ah,
I think they just
ding dong ditched. Always happens. Just leave it up.
Like, fuck this.
Oh, please. People would love to talk to me. No, they wouldn't. But speaking of Loxie, look, this Saturday, got a beach show. Got a beach show at Sea Legs at the Beach.
It's going to be fucking epic, dude.
You hear that? Dawson ran back into the room because I said the magic words, Sea Legs at the Beach.
No, this venue is the sickest thing in the world. It's right on the fucking beach. They have built-in stage, lights, fucking... we got booze. We got Endless Rant. We got Mangria. They're going to be blending Mangrias.
You hear that?
You can get a fucking a Brose Mangria fucking smoothie.
That sounds
good. And they're making all kinds of fucking drinks. We got four bands. Dude, Cornhole on the Beach. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for the first time. Actually, not for the first time in my life. I did this once before in Santa Barbara. But I'm going to finish playing a gig, and I'm going
to
go run in the ocean. Very happy about
straight
it.
You told me you were going to do that
straight
right
to
up
the sea.
Straight to the sea.
Straight to the sea.
Fucking drop my guitar. Goodbye.
Speaking of the sea, Kalen, you should bring your neighbor.
Ooh.
I think he'd have a good time. But anyway.
I'll pass.
I did get an email from a guy named Jake. What's up, Chris and the rest of the Bobo boys? Just want to say I'm driving out to Cali this Friday and can't wait to see Loxie and the Smoking Kills. I normally make a trip out there for 4th of July, but quickly changed my plans when I heard about the bands in the sand.
For the 14th of July.
There you go.
Great concert name. Thanks, Dawson. Love the podcast. Listen to it with headphones at work and get odd looks for randomly LOLing, laughing out loud. Keep it up. Respect all women. See you guys next week. Jake from Phoenix.
Did you add a question mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, great concert name. Thanks, Dawson. I did mention that you were the one that named it, but maybe he was a...
Oh, yeah. He actually wrote the question mark. Yes, I was the one who named it.
You named it?
I did.
Bam.
Oh, wow.
I like it.
I saw a good tweet from you yesterday that said something about bands in the sand and a can in your hand. I like that. Was that you?
That was an Endless Rant tweet. That was from Corolla Drinks over
well
there.
Done, oh. Well done, Dylan.
Whoa.
Thank I don't, you, Gary. What happened very to the nice.
No, I don't like this.
Give it like now. we're back. But like that was clever and credit where credit's due.
Bands in the sand. I will can in the hand.
I'll make Gary's role a little easier. It was not me who actually came up with that caption. It was one Kristen Carney.
And it's all coming back into focus.
Ah, look at us.
Good job posting a good joke.
Dylan has a ghostwriter.
How about that?
You're the worst.
Fair enough.
See, that's what I wanted.
It's bad.
That's what I wanted.
Subject. Okay. Come and get drunk with us on the beach on Saturday.
Beach party. Huntington Beach.
Fucking serious beach party.
It's going to be super fun. Get Cornhole. Your toes will be in the sand while you're watching bands.
Three bands, 4 hours of live music.
Mm-hmm.
And then K-Rock's DJ Richard Blade is going to play the fucking hits of the 80s and 90s.
How about that?
Into the night.
How about that?
How about that? So about please that? Come. Okay, anyway.
Previously did a private show for Michael Jackson.
Let's get to business here.
Fucking cash me outside.
Insomniac. As we said, he wants to start his own show. He wants to take over. Not even start his own show. He just wants to take over this one. Insomniac Radio. We all saw the logo.
It's a good logo.
It's a great logo.
I approve.
Another thing, and we will get to Flick and the Bean today too, but Kalen comes up to me and goes, hey, anybody tweeting about me? Anybody? That's pretty good.
Tweeting about me is definitely not what I said.
What'd you say?
I said, is anybody tweeting about Annihilation? I wanted to know what they thought.
What is that?
The movie, not me. Yeah, not right. Me. The movie.
I'm sure there are millions of tweets about Annihilation. Kale, you want to read them all to you, or were there something specific about Annihilation?
I was just wondering if there were any.
Hey, Chris, you know that movie that came out like 4 years ago that no one's talking about?
People are talking about.
Anyone mentioned it lately? Nothing to do with me.
And that movie came out this year, right?
Yeah, okay. Like,
just so you know.
It's not current. Whatever.
Okay. 2018. 2018 is current.
It's a weird request.
Kale, you better watch your shit, Dylan. It's just going to turn into a full-on screen match. The two of us.
Oh my god, 4 years ago. What a stupid thing.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Do you want to stay? Or
I'm actually liking this a little bit.
I'm on Kalen's side.
Aside from the review part.
Dylan's literally on the same side of the console as Kalen. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, I have physically divided these teams. Now, Kalen. So he's asking me about the tweets. I said, you know, people liked Kalen being fired up. They're like, Kalen's a good ranter. Kalen is good.
I believe I am the rant champion.
Okay.
After
oh my god!
I just wanted to throw that show out there. In case you forgot that happened on the after
that you
show,
held
I won that shit.
What,
let me praise. I'm praising Kalen, and it's not even enough. Kalen still has to one up my praising of him.
Kalen, even if that's true, I really don't think that you should be standing in this room speaking into any of these microphones, calling yourself the rant champion.
Well, if Adam was there, obviously he would be. But you know, I'll go next level.
So you're just you're just as good as Adam. You're
just
close.
Right,
right. Gotcha.
Mark this clip. We're playing this on.
Wow.
Adam's rebuttal.
Ooh, yeah.
The rant champion.
But anyway, so not now. It didn't stop there, though. So I gave Kalen, I told Kalen, hey, yeah, of course. You know, people liked your review on Annihilation. Not very timely, but very passionate. And that's what they like. That's what the listeners like. They like Kalen's passion. Also, Kalen comes up and goes, I think we're going to get a Twitter account. Breaking news.
What?
You heard it here first.
Oh my god.
Kalen is thinking about joining Twitter.
Thinking about getting.
But you know what his problem with it was?
Joins Matt. He's not getting a Twitter account. He's thinking about it.
It requires a lot of thought. Kalen, I think this is your way of announcing it, so you better get that shit right now and say what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have one.
Get it right now, you have a computer in front of you.
Well, that's the I was more asking Chris this, and as soon as it came, I was like, oh shit, now he's going to bring it up in the water cooler. I was hoping to have it by the time I announce it, so then I could say it at the end, it would be more of a surprise, but he blew it anyway.
That is true. That was a very poor promotional planning. I'm going to put it equally on both of you. Equally, because you obviously knew that Chris was going to bring it up, yet you did nothing to stop him.
I did not.
And then you brought it up.
Yeah.
So each of you are equally responsible. 50 lashes.
Okay. Well,
asking about is when you look.
It's kind of set an example.
Tarsh, but fair.
I'll take it. I'll take it. So when you search for someone on Twitter, you got to spell their name. Both my first name and my last name are very difficult to spell. People who I've been...
Oh my god, Dylan.
What a fucking
Dylan's
amateur.
Phone is going off.
Such an addition to the show.
I'll continue. No one else is paying attention, but you at home are paying attention.
Your name
so
is incredibly difficult to spell. Every time I want to send you an email, it takes me... B-I... And C-A-E?
Nobody knows. You know,
nobody knows
how to
spell my name, so I knew that it had to be something else. So I was like asking Chris, hey, what do you think?
Let's put it to the people.
Well, no, because people are going to talk.
Can you read me
it.
The six-digit code, please?
Oh, Gary's creating a Twitter account
My phone's
right
charging in the other room.
Go grab it.
Dylan.
Oh, my
phone's
goodness.
Charging on the desktop.
Dylan, will grab his phone, please?
Here we go. Gary with some on-the-fly producing.
I guess I'll do it. But
Gary already named my movie segment. All right, I'm not going to go along with him naming my Twitter account too.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you probably
think that's up to you at this point.
Yeah.
But.
I think that's it.
I'm excited. Sorry, Kalen, you got to join. Are we
going
to have to start worrying about Kalen? Online?
No.
Yeah. No, but you know what, Kalen? You got to ask yourself a question, man. You stay away from a lot of shit by not being on Twitter.
It's bad.
Are you tough enough for this rough and tumble fucking tweet with your death?
You know what? I don't know. That's why it was still going. It was still tumbling in my head before it was just shotgun blasted to everybody. Now
I don't know, man. I mean, us—we're rugged. We've been through the ranks for a while, guys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's usually the word "rugged" has often been applied to me.
Yeah, that's when I think of rugged Matt Fondelier first.
first thing.
Not even his name; it's his image. Yeah. In my head.
I always picture you chopping wood. You know,
sure,
cutting down a tree or something.
Yeah,
that sounds so sexual.
The beard, yeah, I was going to ask. Is that like a youth
and whistling, summer? Whistling a song,
I
a
love
woodsman,
whistling.
A
all right,
woodsman
guys,
song.
It's official. You can follow Kalen on Twitter at BeanFlicker. That's BeanFlicker at BeanFlicker.
That's pretty good.
I'm not keeping it. Yeah. You guys can all tweet him. Go ahead. So there's good. No way that I'm doing
I would
that.
I would also nix that one.
I am definitely nixing that. Yeah.
Bean Flicker.
Why would
branding, Kalen? You're flicking the bean is your segment. You've got to stick with your branding.
I have.
Yeah, but I mean, how good is it really? I don't know if I would stick with it. Did you hear his last review?
Dawson,
Annihilation?
See, Dawson doesn't like it because he doesn't like the branding.
This is called No Butt.
2014's Annihilation.
Came out like 4 years ago, and he did it.
Why don't you just be Kalen B E A N?
Because that last
that's
name
gay.
Is iconic.
That's lame,
man.
Dude.
If anything, I'm keeping the last name. I'm not getting rid of that.
Iconic.
Shit.
Oh, it's already in there.
Yeah. Bean Flicker.
Bean
yeah,
Flicker.
It's spelled like your last name.
I like Bean Flicker.
Everybody, go ahead and tweet the account.
How about you do? How about you do? I got it.
Tweeting at Gary on a separate account.
I got it. I got one for you, Kaland.
Mm. Oh, Kaland.
That's not bad, actually.
That sounds like an awful place.
See, Los Angeles, he likes the places.
Yeah.
He likes the location.
You're a geometric fucking pinpoint on a map.
That's
Los Angeles,
ticket.
California.
That's a ticket.
But again, it's something that you hear that you could then go look up. So even if it was Kaland, I mean, what would the average listener think to look up for that?
Kalen.
Galen.
They'd figure out how to spell Kalen.
Well, listen, for people who do really want to follow you, they can go
and you
follow
can put
that
your,
account.
Sure. You put
I'll
your name,
I'll give
Kalen
it to
Bean.
You, and you can change it, and you keep the followers. You can change what the handle is.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to go follow Kalen on Twitter when he eventually decides to actually join, you can follow the account BeanFlicker, B-I-E-H-N, and then I'll give it to him, and then when he decides what he wants his handle to really be, he'll change it, and you'll still be
you'll
following.
Already have all of the following.
Well, somebody already took Kaland. Someone already took it between now and when I said it, I'm sure.
Are you okay with
it? Yeah, it was okay, but I don't know if it was a winner.
So will you take Gary's Twitter account?
Maybe. Still
maybe.
About it.
Oh, Gary,
again,
just,
you can change
he signed you up.
I don't want it. Either take it or, I mean.
Now there's just a floating Twitter account. People would love to have that.
I didn't ask for this to happen.
Yes,
you brought
did.
It up.
You said you were thinking about it. I brought it to reality.
You're happy it happened. You are. It's a nice thing to have.
Maybe, maybe not.
It's called the Great Magnet. You think about things, then they're attracted to you.
You like that?
Dude, it's available, man. You can get Kaland. You can get Kaland. Nobody's grabbed it yet.
Nobody's
but,
Kaland?
Believe me, if this podcast airs, it's gone.
There's somebody else named
somebody
Kaland
out there is
gonna D
get
out there. He's like, God damn it, why did I grab that?
Kaland Damone is
just get
pissed.
It anyway. Yeah, Kaland could be coming up pretty soon. And
Kaland?
Then yeah, you never know.
Yeah, this has gone too far.
Yeah. Well, Kaland, now.
Bean Flicker is pretty solid.
Bean Flicker is solid. You will understand when you get older, Kaland, why it would work out. Now, Matt,
how old
Matt
do you got to be to start fingering chicks?
Seven.
That's what
see?
You're saying,
see,
right?
Kaland, this is the kind of hard hitting stuff that we talk about.
Whoa. It is
that's grade
hitting.
School stuff, man. I'm sorry.
I was kidding when I said seven. I don't think fingering is grade school stuff.
Elementary?
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude. I was fingering chicks in sixth grade.
Finger popping.
All right, so Matt.
Seventh grade?
What's on the menu?
before you
fuck,
say
I went to Catholic school. You guys tell me you didn't?
No. What about hymns?
Yeah, wait, I went to Catholic school.
What are you
as well.
Afraid of, Gary?
Anything having to do with 7-year-olds and sex. What are you talking about?
It's
what are you afraid of?
Sex.
I'm curious. We're not getting into this. We're not. Nothing. We're at the water cooler where nothing
I'm not
is off topics.
Into it.
And we had
how old do you guys think you are in sixth grade? Because seven
12?
Is like
11,
second grade.
12.
Yeah, okay.
You're 12 in sixth grade.
When you're going through puberty and you're that age.
Yeah. I don't know. I was
you're shoving fingers in people.
Sure, dude. Yeah, I fucking did it in choir practice one time.
What was his name?
Fucking Carl. Meaty.
Stu Carl Hendershot.
No, yeah, dude. Come on.
All right.
Didn't go well.
All right.
So, have you guys checked out ZipRecruiter? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
/ interview.
This is what I call a palate cleanser of a live read. ZipRecruiter. Oh, it's nice. Talk about how challenging hiring is. Mm. Well, ZipRecruiter makes it easy. Yep, that's right. ZipRecruiter.com/interview is where you want to go. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there, no. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one of the spotlights spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. Oh, it's so nice. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the, you ready, highest rated hiring site in America, in all of America.
Wow.
And right now, listeners of this show can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/interview. That's ZipRecruiter.com/interview. Interview. ZipRecruiter.com/interview. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And Matt just spilled a beer during that whole
live. No, we didn't.
Let's be clear.
I miss the days when you did those in post.
I opened a beer, and then the beer just
spilled itself.
That's right.
Overflowed. You had like a shaken beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, excuse me. I'm sorry.
I don't understand why you guys get so uncomfortable talking about this shit.
About what? I'm not. I'll talk about
being a kid fucking.
Doss, I'll talk about anything.
All right.
I will.
It did get uncomfortable.
You heard me.
I don't understand why. I don't know why you guys are uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable.
Fuck, dude.
You can't phase me. Come at me, bro. How about that?
Come at me, bro.
Yeah. You can't phase me.
Whatever.
Chris, how far down the rabbit hole have you gone on the Catch Me Outside chick and Lil Tay and some of these other
just
characters?
Just Catch Me Outside is the farthest I've gone.
How deep is that rabbit hole?
Oh, it's a lot deeper than you want it to be.
Is it really?
I went down it thinking it was going to be fun, and it's not.
It's just sad.
Yeah.
So somebody was listening to Dawson's Jag, clicked the 15 seconds ahead button, and went, how deep is that hole? Oh, it's a lot deeper than you want it to be. they have no idea what's going on right
that
now.
That totally happened.
Be careful, Gary. Yeah. all right, we got a shave. We got a flicking. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we do. It's on Twitter.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah, we will do it. But first off, I will say thank you to everybody who submitted their suggestions to be in our bracket of action stars. Now we talked about, putting him in the Hunger Dome. We have James Bond.
I like that name.
Versus
we're going definitely the Hunger Dome.
The Hunger Dome.
Yeah.
James Bond is in there. Ethan Hunt is in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I don't like him.
Jason Bourne is in there.
A lot of people wanted John McClane in there.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke is in there.
Yeah.
poor guy.
He is so
just
fucked.
Because his name is similar to Ethan Hunt.
He is
going to
get killed.
Yeah,
Dawson got high and killed Ethan Hawke.
Can't act your way out of this, bro.
Look, everyone wants to throw other guys in there, though. They want they want Beatrix in there. They want Maximus from Gladiator.
That's a guy.
From 300.
Look, well, that's a different
King
world.
Leonidas.
Is that a different world?
Yeah,
I say
look, I'm taking away all magic. Nope, no, the movies cannot have anything magical.
Sorry,
there wasn't
Harry
any
Potter.
Magic in that.
Step aside, Snape.
Harry just put his wand back in his pocket and just walking with his head down away. Now he's bummed, but Big recommendation, John Wick. They want John Wick in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
We talked a little bit about John Wick, didn't we?
I feel like that's got some magic.
Well, we can level the playing field. Go ahead, Dylan.
John McClane not in it?
He's in it. Well, no. We
didn't mention him at first.
Here's the thing. We have not confirmed all the nominees yet. This is a long... Brian Mills. You know Brian Mills?
Who's Brian Mills?
Who is that?
His daughter was taken.
Oh.
I don't know if you've seen the movie Taken, where
true.
His daughter was taken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I will put this.
You gotta give him a new name, though.
His wife was that's also correct. Taken.
Yeah, can we just call him Liam Neeson?
I was just like, just a combination of all his characters would be okay. But no, his name is Brian Mills, and when he is in the Hunger Dome, the stipulation would be that he thinks his daughter has been taken. So he is an advantage.
Give me back my daughter.
Does that also mean if John Wick is in there, he assumes his dog has been killed?
Oh yeah, of course.
These are
highly
motivated.
He thinks everybody killed his dog. Okay, so yeah, there's a lot of There's a lot of motivation here. Dutch from Predator was one of them.
Just going to say there better be at least one person from Predator in here.
And Dutch from Predator. They have to.
The stipulation is that they think their team is being picked off one by one, and they're the last person left, and the person they're fighting is the Predator.
I love how we have to create a narrative for each one
has their
fight
own.
At their fullest potential,
for their own cause.
Would Batman be okay? Is Batman okay?
I offered for Batman to be in earlier.
He can be in there, but no utility belt. No suit.
Wait, what? No, they all get weapons.
Hold on a second. You're complicating it.
We're not Dave's of Thunder, Kalen. I don't subscribe to this no weapons bullshit.
This is the Hunger Dome. Okay?
You go in with the capabilities and the stuff that you have. So if you're going to let Bruce Wayne in,
two men enter.
Then he goes in with all his gear.
He'll beat everybody.
Yeah, his suit is bulletproof.
Mm. Yeah.
I would say
he almost beat Superman.
Three weapons each. Three weapons each. Oh, no. Should we do one weapon each? But if you kill the guy, you get to grab their weapon, too?
Oh, we should do a Battle Royale style where everybody grabs a random weapon, and then when they open the backpack, there's a random tool or weapon inside. Or like a spatula.
Somebody, Batman gets a spatula.
That's right.
I think he'd still fare pretty well.
I think that'd be a good movie.
It's called Battle Royale. It's a great movie.
No, but with these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I zoned out for just a second there. Did you say spatula?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that a weapon?
You missed the whole Could Battle be. Royale.
Yeah, have you ever seen Battle Royale?
No.
Battle Royale, they're all in the Hunger Dome. a Hunger Dome-like area, which, you know, just a bunch of forest. And each section of the forest is timed to explode, so they all, you know, get closer. But it's just last man standing. Last man standing, and you everybody gets a backpack, and in it is a weapon or
random.
Some sort of tool that you get to defend or go, you know, use as offense and attack with.
It ranges from a machine gun
to like a wooden spoon.
Or a spatula, for instance. Although I think it was like more of a frying pan.
A machine gun or a wooden spoon?
Yeah, it's completely random. Now look.
Holy smokes.
If John Wick got a pencil, I think he'd be okay.
If Jason Bourne got a pencil, he'd be okay too.
Is Denzel Washington from Man on Fire in the Hunger Dome?
I think you just need to say Denzel Washington.
I think
No, they have to be
Although
the
Although I threw out one I was very proud of that I had not heard of yet.
What?
Bruce Lee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kalen really wants Bruce Lee in there.
But see, here's the question, Dylan. If you're going to put Denzel Washington in there, don't you put Denzel from The Equalizer? Because as much as Man on Fire is a far superior movie, the dude from Equalizer is arguably a better combatant.
I've never seen The Equalizer.
I want Ethan Hawke from Training Day. That's what he's going in.
He's
going in. No, I get Ethan Hawke.
Yeah,
Ethan Hawke is the name.
He's going to be in the Hunger Dome.
He gets
going,
in there. He kicked Denzel's ass in that movie, dude. He kicked Denzel's ass.
I kind of researched this
and
when I did the role in Training Day.
He goes into the fight thinking that his young wife and son are going to be orphaned if he doesn't get out of this. And he's going to be killed by Denzel. So he's fighting Denzel when Ethan Hawke gets in there.
He didn't really kick Denzel's ass.
Yeah, exactly. This is the actor Ethan Hawke, unfortunately. Look, I didn't make up the rules, all right? I didn't get him in there, but he's in there. There are four people.
I'm telling you, I'm going underdog, dude. First round, I think Ethan Hawke is going to be a fucking first round underdog, and he's going to take that round. He's going to be the Cinderella story of this bracket.
Ooh, I would love Ethan Hawke to win.
Well,
okay,
if you
throw
random weapons in there, there's a chance that like he lands a pistol and his competitor lands the spatula. So in that scenario, he could very well advance. Mm.
Yeah, if James Bond.
I don't know if we're doing it that way.
Who would win between James Bond with a pencil and Ethan Hawke with a machete?
Oh, James Bond for sure.
With his pencil?
No way, dude.
No question.
Ethan Hawke
with
a machete.
Have you seen what James Bond does to somebody with a machete in the middle of a stairwell? Kicks their fucking ass.
Ethan Hawke has the machete.
I like this. So this is what James Bond does to somebody with a machete.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is what we're doing.
We need Indiana Jones in there.
That's magic, though.
That's not magic. How is that magic?
Definitely not magic.
You don't think Indiana Jones, there's nothing magical that happens in the movies, there is a little magic in the world.
In that universe, Nazis and shit.
He's just an archaeologist.
No, even in Temple of Doom.
But he shot that one guy with the sword.
Well, in the Temple of Doom, there's kind of sort of magic going on.
What about the first one? When their face
his face is literally melts off.
Indiana Jones himself is not the one providing the face melting. He didn't do some magical spell. He had to close his eyes. He was as
well, we said in the world
as
of magic,
every other person.
Right?
Yeah, I don't want to like if you're I in a magical that. World, it kind of gives you a weird advantage. So
no Batman.
Well, no, there's nothing magical about Batman.
Really?
There's not. All of his, yeah, they're all practical. Yeah, they're all practical villains, and There's nothing. There's no superpowers or magic except it, unless you bring Superman into that world.
With, no. We're talking about Christopher Nolan. The right Batman.
They did. No, you can't go superheroes. Superheroes.
Yeah,
are
we
out.
Did say no superheroes.
All right, Batman's out. All right, sorry, Batman.
Doesn't Ra's al Ghul have some type of magic?
He might actually. All right, Batman's out. But here's what we'll do. We are going to get
magic to be in the League of Shadows.
We'll get about 14 guys. Into the Hunger Dome. 16.
We know how brackets work.
I don't want to bracket, though. I want to battle royale it. So what we're going to do, and I'll randomize weapons, and we will just discuss every episode what just happened.
I got some D&D dice.
Okay.
You do? Oh, man. This sounds like this could turn into a fucking event.
We can find out who wins this shit. This could be some hardcore shit.
And you, how did you get with the chick?
Okay.
I never said
by the way,
I'm kidding.
By the way, I'm happy to report, Kaylin, you already have 41 followers and counting.
Get out of here.
How?
You've got to be kidding.
I tweeted it.
Oh.
Look, he's got 41 followers.
There you go.
Matt
just sent me a note. He just passed me a note saying he will help you compose your first tweet. Ooh. It's a very big deal. So
carve out a half hour or so.
Hello, world.
Can you tweet my Twitter handle out?
It's got to happen organically, man. You're sitting here saying you hate me.
All right, let's get into some
a
segments.
Micro-influencer.
Ooh. It
means I have a tiny dick and I can influence things.
All right, we will. Let's get into some segments. First
get
off,
that drop.
I know. First off, Policy Genius. Oh, yeah, 71% of people say they need life insurance, but only 59% have coverage. That means at least 12% of people are procrastinating. And sure, normally procrastinating is a bad thing. But if you've been avoiding getting life insurance, procrastinating may have worked in your favor. Because while you're putting off getting life insurance, Policy Genius was here making it easy. So Policy Genius has helped over 4 million people shop for insurance and placed over $20 billion in coverage. That's right. You're thinking about it. I could hear you whispering to yourself right now, wondering if you should get it. And they don't just make life insurance easy. They also compare disability insurance, renter's insurance, health insurance. If you care about it, they can cover it.
That's a lot of stuff, man.
That's a lot of stuff. That's right, Policy Genius. So if you need life insurance, but you've been putting it off because it's too confusing or you don't have the time, check out Policy Genius. It's the easy way to compare top insurers and find the best value for you. There's no sales pressure and zero hassle, and it's free. PolicyGenius.com. When it's this easy to compare life insurance, why put it off? All right, Matt.
Yeah.
I'm hungry, man.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so here I am. I'm sitting down at the restaurant with my water cooler buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Waiter comes up. He wants to take our order.
We should do a water cooler from a restaurant. I've done that recently. It works out well.
I'll be there.
I hate you, Gary.
I know.
And I don't hate you. Gary's been covering for me for Days of Thunder, and the shots don't stop. No. I'll tell you that. No, but you really have been stepping up. I just want to say thank you
my
very
pleasure,
much.
Man.
But it's not about you right now. It's not the Gary show.
No, it's not. And it's not the dinner that I went to with the Dave. So I need to know what's on the menu.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. Well, I was trying to think of something that we could do here for this segment. And I realize there's a lot of World Cup enthusiasts in the room. I don't know if we're all going to say we're all crazy fans, but we're all enthusiasts. We've all been watching the games.
Absolutely.
And Dawson just got it spoiled for him.
He did get it spoiled on Twitter. For him. He was a little upset.
Twitter. But by Twitter, just threw it in my mentions. No regard for, hey, maybe somebody's recording the game and is going to watch it after work.
Yeah, Caelan's having second thoughts now. But he's in too deep.
Playing the options, though.
42?
Dawson.
43?
I think that's a little bit on you. If you record a game and you're going to watch it later, you can't be on any social media.
Every day he's playing with fire. He doesn't watch
it. You can go to your own mentions.
No,
where people
can.
Are communicating with you.
That is not
a place for fucking Twitter to decide to throw information that you might dig. No, that's bullshit.
You've got a point, but
you avoid the main page.
It's still dangerous.
Of course, and now I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
And I will not be doing that on Sunday.
You know what I think Dawson is? You know what I think Dawson is right now? He's hangry.
He is angry.
He's
angry. What is on that menu?
That's great hosting.
Well, I was thinking, you know, most people know now that the World Cup final is France versus Croatia. And I was thinking, does anyone here fucking know anything about Croatian food?
Zero.
I've never even heard of that. I didn't even know where Croatia was on a map.
We should do it. We should get a map
out. Did you whip this one together in the past?
I imagine a lot of
minutes.
Seafood.
I love this. Let's do this.
The intro to your segment is about how you have no idea what you're about to talk about.
Yes, Croatian what? Food. Let's go. What do they
talking,
eat?
What are you guys talking about?
They eat
so
Croats.
Croatia is, if you're looking at like Italy.
They eat a lot of
Italy's
croutons,
like the
probably.
Boot, right? Italy looks like a boot. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking at the cabbage. Like a calf muscle, behind the calf muscle is the Adriatic Sea. And then across from the Adriatic Sea, that's where Croatia is.
See, I wish geography was described to me as legs and footwear.
You can get away
parts,
with it pretty easily.
Much
with,
easier.
Yeah, there's
I know
really
exactly
only, there's
where
a few
Croatia
states
is.
And a few countries that are shaped like footwear that you could you could make a whole class out of. Yeah. So Croatia also near like Hungary, Slovenia, Bosnia, Herzegovina. So they're
it's by Albania too.
I'm sure
I know
all
that
those
from an episode of Cheers.
So Croatia has its own culinary traditions, but it's kind of like a combination between a lot of Italian foods and lots of Hungarian foods as well. It's got a couple regional cuisines, but I just looking at the Wikipedia. You guys should do the same thing. There's some good-looking dishes out here.
Describe them, dude.
Well,
yeah,
there's what, obviously
you
a
can't,
lot.
You can't give a book report like that. You'd be you. Big
oh,
a
lot I gave
of,
many a book report. A
lot
like
of meat-based
yeah, that's
dishes.
That's why you're here.
They got the skewers. They got the veal steak stuff with ham and cheese. It's breaded and fried. I'm not even going to pronounce what that one is.
No, oh, give it a like shot. Give
the,
it a shot.
Try it.
Zagrebaki Odrazak.
Zagrebaki Odrazak.
Yeah, that's like that stuffed veal.
I'm going to go into a Croatian restaurant. There is a Croatian restaurant in L.A.
Is there?
I was packed this morning for. No, they did it in a Croatian church. My bad. Not a restaurant.
Not a good menu at the church.
No, there isn't.
They got crackers and probably, they got water.
Yep, yep. Yeah. And maybe wine.
I don't want to sound like a big old puss.
Then don't talk.
Oh, let the man talk. This is my segment. Anyone is welcome.
Wait,
to
what
speak.
Is it? What is it?
I mean, veal is just a real sad food to eat.
Oh,
you know?
Strongly disagree.
Oh, but
have
it's
you
tasty.
Ever eaten
no,
it before?
It's tasty.
I've never eaten fucking it. Delicious.
As much as I hate to agree
I've never
with
eaten
Dylan,
it either.
I think that I'm well established
it's
on that.
Real
I've never eaten
I
it.
But
you
I have still no problem. I'll eat it.
It's tough mentally to. Every time I hear about veal, I'm like,
you know what? I hear animal torture tastes great. That's what I hear. It's just right here. It's just right here. It tastes
great. What kind of life was that cow going to lead?
A longer one.
A longer one.
No, I can't remember the last time I had veal either. I think it's just because I don't go to a lot of places that serve veal. I don't really know. Or if I get something, there's always something better than veal on the menu.
That's true. That's true.
I never eat veal.
It appears Dawson was right. There is a Croatian restaurant called the Aroma Cafe in Los Angeles. It's like
what?
A low
kind of restaurant,
key Mediterranean kind of place. And the first review is like, I'm from Croatia and this food is sublime. That's the word.
Oh,
sublime.
They may be
I don't from
there.
This Santeria.
I think I know we'll where I'm go. Going. And maybe I'll come. What is he leaving?
Get a beer, dude.
Oh, get a beer. Yeah, man. Get a beer. Kayla, apparently there's such a thing as Croatian pizza as well. Here. What?
Where is the Aroma Cafe? Do you see the location of this establishment?
I don't think it's the Aroma you're thinking of.
That's like a panini
yeah,
place.
That, no, that place is not the one you're
this
thinking
of. This is in Beverly Hills.
Oh. It appears like it's just south of Century City. Yeah,
okay,
because so,
I thought
like
that
West
guy
LA
was
area.
Just throwing in the fact that he was Croatian, but saying that he enjoyed the apple and brie panini.
Matt,
that would be really funny.
I
it?
Still
Croatian. Now this is sublime food.
Yeah, while I love all the descriptions of the food,
mm-hmm.
I
also
still
love
don't
stews.
Oh, I love stews.
We all love stews.
If it's a mix between Hungary
some
and
goulash.
Italian, yeah,
wait,
dude.
I have to stop. Insomniac.
This is good. This is some good shit. Let's go.
What the heck, man?
What? I'm not super up on the
on stew,
on the stew game. Yeah.
Oh, dude, stew rules,
yeah,
bro.
It's okay,
stew is incredible.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Stick to your ribs.
I'll
stick to ribs over stew any day.
No.
You're being unflickable right now.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Stew is... There's stew for everybody.
You aren't playing with
nobody
fire.
Nobody doesn't like stew. That's
I'm not
like,
saying it's bad. I'm not saying I don't like it. I just will always order something.
All right, so
over.
I want to finish this off, if I may.
Guys, let me do my segment.
Before this goes on. I'm trying to look up like some kind of dessert to see if there's any... I don't think Hungarian food is really known for its desserts.
I don't know much about Croatia. Who is the most famous Croatian person in pop culture? That would help me.
That's Johnny Croatia.
He founded the town. He was
the high school quarterback.
And I forgot.
Now I just went to type famous Croatians and I typed in Johnny.
Now he has a series of auto dealerships on the west side of Croatia.
I forgot about Johnny Croatia.
Doing well.
Is that Twitter name?
Johnny Croatia.
I forgot about him. Okay. Oh, Croatia.
Well, here's
now
what I'm saying. Everybody who likes sports, I'm not one of them. I'm not a big sports person, but I feel like
you just said sports in general.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Matt doesn't like sports. Well, he does.
You don't like watching basketball or.
He doesn't care.
I watch games from here and there. It's fine. I'm not against it. I'm not like that, but it's not. It's whatever. It's fine. I could take it or leave it.
I've just never heard someone say I don't like sports in general, especially when those like a lumberjack.
I should say that I don't. It's not that I don't. Not like them.
Gary threw two names at me.
My point is, in the sports world, having like a Cinderella story, that's like a big thing that everybody talks about. So the World Cup has kind of a cool little Cinderella story. So I'm going to be watching. And if they win, I'm going to that fucking restaurant. And I'll bring some food for all of you guys.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that?
Yeah.
Well,
rooting for Croatia.
In that case, go Croatia.
Are we all rooting for Croatia?
France. I still can't root for Croatia.
I will get some Croatian catered.
Who will you be dining with?
Let's not go crazy here. I'll bring you guys. We'll bring some snacks.
Say, just bring
some Croatian snacks.
And who's the person you'll be dining with?
His wife.
The family. These guys. You guys.
No, but...
And the person you're married to.
I'm talking about you, my family.
No, I understand you're going to bring us food. Yeah. But when you go to the Croatian, who will you be dining with?
My wife.
What?
My wife.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Speaking of which. Yeah.
Do it.
New show starting Sunday. Okay. Can't fucking wait.
What?
New Sacha Baron Cohen show starting on Sunday.
Oh, nice. I can't wait for that.
That does look awesome.
Showtime. It's on Showtime.
Well, we can talk about that further because my segment's over because that's what's on the menu.
Yeah! Woo! Go Croatia! Do it for Johnny!
Dylan, you made a face when I said Showtime.
Just a strange platform channel to land on. You'd think Sasha would maybe sign a deal with Netflix or Hulu.
I heard Netflix is just getting way...
Hulu?
It's like a joke now to be on Netflix. I mean,
there's that famous South Park joke. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, but, like, they're releasing, what, 47 comedy specials in one day.
How could you be that stoked about that if you're a comedian?
Like, you're one of the 47.
Yeah.
Well, at least you get to say
I guess it's better.
Special.
Yeah, no, it is.
It's
it
a cachet
is,
thing. Of
it is cool, but I don't know. It's just I don't know. I go on Netflix. It's kind of hard for me to find shows I like now.
I feel like when Apple makes their play, things will balance out a little bit more.
Dude, I took Caitlin's advice. Go ahead.
Apple's going to start producing original content like Netflix.
Oh yeah.
And then when they start doing that, then they'll start buying content, and then it'll be. It's going to be like a lot of the other industries where they come in late, but they become a legitimate player.
I've been watching The Expanse, dude. It's badass.
It's good, right?
I like it.
They canceled it, though. Man, that's why I stopped watching.
Mm-mm.
Probably wasn't that good.
But they canceled it after the third season.
Look into that.
Really?
I'm 99% sure it got to the fucking brink and they saved it. It might be
on a different show. I didn't know that.
It may be it's called The Expanse. I think it was on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
I think it may have a new home. Like, it may be Netflix or somewhere else, but I'm pretty sure season 4 is coming. Like, 95%. Cool.
That's
all right.
Kaylin.
Yep. Now, coming off your super hot Annihilation.
Bro, you're already north of 50.
Review.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a piece of that bean.
Mm-hmm.
They're following you on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
41, bro.
You're at 59. You've got mentions in here of people complaining that you have more followers than them after 10 minutes.
I'm about to complain about that. Can you tweet my handle, please?
Kaylin will tweet it. He just told me. it'll work
that'll
out.
That'll work it into the composition.
Yeah. Kaylin.
Yo.
Let's, you want to do some flicking?
You know it.
All right. But, you know, what would be flicking without a little music?
We all want to know one thing. Your opinion's what we need. So, Kaylin, get on that mic and flick the bean.
Oh, Kaylin, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
It's just terrible.
I love it.
Good job, Casey.
That was Weston.
Oh, that was Weston.
That's a guy named Weston. Yeah. Thank you again. Kaylin, what do you got for us today?
All right. This week, very anticipated.
Okay.
This is a big one. This is a big one coming out. It was teased last week. I know I faked you guys all out pretty good thinking I was going to go with this movie.
You did.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
We forget what you do the minute you leave the room.
That's right. I don't do it for you. I do it for the fans.
Brought to you by M. Night Shyamalan, flicking the bean.
I'm at Bean Flicker.
Because of the twist?
It's very twisty.
So today I'll be...
What if I tweeted, follow Kaylin at Kayland? We just started so many people.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
If Kaylin came out of the show with two handles.
Way too much effort.
I mean, if everyone wanted to get on their phones, we could come out of this room with five different handles for Kaylin. And there could just be a long debate.
All right, Kaylin, go ahead.
All right, Sicario 2, Day of the Soldado. Not the Soldad, as I had said last week. Thanks for correcting me, Gary. Soldado, meaning soldier.
Ah.
The original Sicario.
We're learning a lot today.
I know, right?
There,
what else did we learn?
My Croatia lesson. Were you listening?
Oh, that.
Look, I know.
You mean
I know
Matt
people.
Reads Wikipedia. Yeah.
Everybody likes to listen to the show for, you know, the camaraderie, maybe some of the humor, but really, it's the education that shines.
That's right.
I think
that's really what people get the most out of this.
Yes.
I didn't know that, Johnny Croatia founded the town.
Johnny Croatia.
Well, you know now. Right. You know now.
He was kind of a dick, to be honest, but you know.
Oh, go ahead, start again. Was that like you?
Was that like you?
Christ. I thought you were going to say something else. You had another thought in there and then just looked at me. I was like, are you going to finish your thought or should I go now?
Day of the Soledad.
I just heard that Johnny Croatia was kind of a dick. That's what I heard. I don't know. I didn't write the history books.
Sicario. Fucking awesome movie. My favorite movie of 2015.
The original.
The original. Okay. The original was fucking fantastic.
It's like this review started out great. Different movie.
No, I loved it to no end. And the writer of Sicario, Taylor Sheridan, also wrote this one. He also wrote Hell or High Water, which was
great movie.
Another great movie.
Fan-fucking-tastic. And Wind River. Fan-fucking-tastic.
But yeah, that was good, man.
Made me sad, but very good.
Yep. He was also an actor in Sons of Anarchy. Who would have thought?
Who did he play?
He played Deputy Sheriff David Hale.
You know the guy.
Oh, the like, buff young guy.
Yeah, sure.
There was an old main sheriff. Never mind.
Yeah. It's not directed by him, though, unlike the first one. This one is directed by Stefano Solima, who directed multiple episodes of, guess which show?
The Expanse.
Gomorrah, the greatest show on TV.
What show is that?
It's you should check it out sometime. Actually, you should all check it out.
He's reviewed it on this show.
You gotta read subtitles.
Nah, I'm messing
too
with
hard,
him.
Man.
He's been
you can't
trying to get me to watch that,
and watch that shit.
Trying to get everybody to watch that shit. And hey, if you don't, it's your loss. So hey, whatever. Sucks time. To be you guys. You don't want to watch an awesome show. Whatever. So
sucks to be you guys.
So Benicio del Toro, Josh Brolin returning. No Emily Blunt because you know she kind of. Was the worst part of the first movie.
Oh, respect all women.
Yeah.
I love Emily Blunt, but her in the first one was
except
meh,
Emily
annoying
Blunt's character.
Fuck.
We should put her into the Thunderdome.
Annoying.
I'm not putting Emily Blunt into the Thunderdome.
Dude, Edge of Tomorrow, Emily Blunt? Come on.
Well,
let's put the Goonies in. Let's put the Goonies in as a unit.
Oh, I like
all
that.
Of them.
All of the Goonies.
All of the Goonies.
All,
Goonies.
All the Goonies.
All of
there's
the
one
Goonies.
Team.
Which includes Josh Brolin.
Which includes Josh Brolin.
There you go.
As a child?
Well, he's...
He's one of the older ones.
Yeah. As their age in the movie,
young adult,
the Goonies. We got to put the Goonies in.
And their inspiration
nothing
is
magical
that
about the Goonies.
Someone
there's
so
nothing magical.
Dawson just wants to make sure children are killed in this fight.
I just want to see some kids die.
Watch Battle Royale.
So
have you seen Battle Royale?
Jeez.
Have you seen Battle Royale, Dawson?
No, I haven't.
Right, you should watch that.
I haven't seen it either.
It's fantastic.
Korean flick?
Japanese.
Yeah,
I believe that's I walked what, through the room while you guys were watching it and decided it wasn't for me.
One of the best movies ever.
It's fantastic.
Continue.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sicario 2 is currently sitting at 64% on Rotten Tomatoes. This one
generous.
This one is about it kind of shies away from the drugs so much and is about how the cartel are shipping terrorists across the borders. And Josh Brolin teams up with Benicio del Toro to try and manage these said cartels dealing with these terrorists. I was looking forward to this movie more than any movie I can remember in recent past, and holy shit was I disappointed. This movie is not great at all. It's certainly not a 64.
Whoa.
It doesn't really make a lot of sense, and the story is very haphazardly put together, and as soon as they take like one step forward, there's like three arbitrary steps backwards that just didn't make any sense. Neither of the characters of you know are really as cool as they were in the first one. Benicio del Toro was a lot more, you know, was a lot more rugged. Didn't really say very much. In this one, he's just kind of all over the place. So the one last factor that you think would be awesome, which was the first one, is the action. The action scenes in the first one were fantastic.
So you liked Benicio del Toro when he was a little more mysterious,
yeah, you want
a little
that mystery.
He talked
yeah,
a little less.
He was
kind of
right
behind
word.
The glass in a sense. And then in this one, he's a little more outspoken. Kind of like in the room almost.
Yeah, he's just not the same. Not the same Benicio. And I was not really a fan. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the action. The action in the movie is fine. You know, it's not like the first one is kind of very few and far between. So whenever there was any action, it was really cool and done really well. This one, it's very frequent, and it all happens in the same exact place. Like, I don't really want to give away too much.
Hunger Dome.
But it's like the movie's super repetitive, and it just doesn't go anywhere at all. I was so extremely disappointed with this movie. Although there is a lot of action in it, and I am probably going to watch it when it's on TV a couple more times. So I will say it's flickable. 5 out of 10 beans.
Oh, the flickable.
I knew you were going to give it flickable. I knew you just caved right there at the end. You made the whole time you made an argument for how the movie is unflickable.
That's what I do. And I twist and I turn.
At the very end.
I twist and I turn.
You got to take a stand.
You think I'm going right, then I go left. That's what I do.
Was Annihilation unflickable?
Oh,
yeah. No. I think it was like two.
You should listen to last week's episode.
One of the...
Kaylin, you don't want to attach yourself to this shitty segment. You don't want to brand this, believe me.
There are a few things...
My own segment?
Yeah, on this show, the history of the show, there have been some pretty epic rants. Gary ranted about Kaylin not telling him about...
But Kaylin's a rant champion, dude.
Yeah, well, look... Gary,
I mean, come on.
Gary had an epic rant about the Arizona State gear that Kaylin hid from him.
I've heard of that.
I remember that
or
day.
That he didn't tell him about.
You did it on purpose.
That was a neat day.
What? Arizona. Go ahead.
What?
I don't think he did it on purpose.
University. I don't be there anymore. Go
ahead. Arizona State. Not Arizona State.
He's so scared of you.
Not Arizona State.
Fuck you're talking about.
I know he knows what you're talking about.
He looks so confused.
No, it's AU versus ASU.
Yeah, and I forgot they hate each other. Okay, Matt had a great rant against gummy bears. It's very epic. Now Kaylin has joined the rankings about that with Annihilation. Look, that's what I like about the show. It's passionate. It's pure.
I like the commercials.
Why don't you put that out as a Twitter poll?
Uncensored passion. What?
Best rant.
I don't want to put it as a poll. Look, I know I said he joined the rankings, but let's just leave him up there. He just joins
really
up you guys in the sky.
Kind of.
He joined Twitter, too.
Who is the rant champion, though?
Well, Kaylin is self-proclaimed.
What can I say?
He's happy about it.
This is documented. This is a documented fact. You can go back and watch old Cruel Drinks after shows, which I suggest you do, and new ones, because it's a good show.
All right, yeah.
There you go.
Speaking of that, let's get some plugs in. What do you guys
plugs!
Say?
Plugs!
What do you guys say? Oh, by the way, speaking of Sicario, though, I do love that billboard poster with the skeleton wearing both flags and his arms are outstretched.
Great.
It's cool.
The marketing for that movie was really good. I saw it, too. Kaylin, I disliked it, but I think not as much as you.
Oh.
And the more I've thought about it, the more I'm okay with it, and I'm optimistic that watching it again, I'm going to like it a little
the
more.
The story?
You know what I think,
too,
Kaylin?
No sense?
No,
like,
you know,
went in a complete circle?
I know why Kaylin didn't like it. I know why. And it's the same reason that...
It's the same writer, too.
No,
look. I thought he was going to be great.
It was the mood you were in. Because, look, Dylan and I, we hated The Last Jedi, and we both agreed. We rewatched it. It's on Netflix now. It's a lot better the second time.
Oh, maybe, man, I went other way on that one.
No.
I liked it, and I rewatched it, and now I'm...
Were we all talking about that? Because I watched that, last week, and I've been saying that.
Oh, you said...
Well.
You agree. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we haven't... said that.
Oh, I rewatched Last Jedi, and I was... Vastly more.
It's the same
more happy
reason
with it.
Why Kaylin's heart is so broken. You go into that theater with your head in the clouds, more excited than you've ever been for a film, and when it lets you down in the manner that Last Jedi did, it really crushes you. When you watch it a second time at your house, maybe smoking marijuana, you already know that it's a bad movie, so your expectations are lowered.
True.
You enjoy it a little bit.
That
better.
Might be it.
Yeah, I think Kaylin,
I contributed to Annihilation.
I think
also.
You catch Day of the Soldado on TV in a few months, and that's going up to 6.5.
I did say I would rewatch it. I did say
I think it's going up
7.
A point and a half to 2 points.
It is in the Beanscale. But also,
well, it's final, so
Kaylin told me that when he watched this movie, 45 minutes of previews.
Oh,
it was healthy. That's for sure.
45
Did you get it too?
Minutes.
Healthy is not the word to describe 45.
That is obese.
It is an insane amount.
I don't think mine were 45, but it was probably a good 30.
I will say for the mood that I'll set it up, the mood I was in that might have contributed to
stress.
You know what I thought about it? Is yes, I was stressed because I was going to see one of Jordan Peterson's lectures later that day, and we had timed it out just right. So when the movie started at 4:15, we would be out and be able to go.
The movie didn't start at 4:15. It started at 5:30 or 4 at 5.
Started very close to 5.
There were 45 minutes.
There was at least 40 minutes of
math with Mike Johnson.
He's more of a geography nut.
I couldn't watch any of the commercials because I was so stressed out I was going to miss Jordan Peterson. I completely missed the new Predator commercial. So pissed off.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like how he calls trailers commercials.
I don't like that either.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's get the plugs. Let's get some plugs in. Insomniac.
Yo.
You have something to plug.
I do.
No one's listening anymore, by the way.
Everybody's
they
listening.
All, they all turned it off.
Everybody's listening.
They all turned
Everyone's,
it off.
They needed
rich and compelling.
Wait, I wonder if people are listening. You know, let's do another hashtag.
Let's give an update. Jalen at 81 followers.
Damn it.
No, seriously, because Dawson's convinced no one is listening.
No,
so
they all turned it off now.
What is, what should we... What's the
and
random
it's me.
Word?
I'll be the first to admit it's me.
Should we go turtle fart again?
No, I'm sorry, guys. Dawson. I'm not doing a good show.
If Dawson's saying it's him, hashtag it's Dawson.
Hashtag yeah. it's Dawson. Well, that would imply that they didn't hear
it's
it.
It's Dawson.
That's true.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do that.
Forget it. Anyway, forget plugs. It.
Hashtag. Just
I think
hashtag.
Just by following Kaylin on Twitter will imply that you've listened to this episode.
No, because they're already following.
At the top.
There's only one way to prove it.
We already sloughed off 50% of our listeners by the time we got to that.
No, we didn't, Dawson.
Yeah, we did. We lost 75% of our listeners in the first 3 minutes of this podcast.
Turtle fart deserves an encore. It's been a long time.
Hashtag turtle fart.
All right.
Tag.
We are allowed to use the emoticons.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We love the emoticons. Our emojis. Emoticons are no longer a thing, are they?
We're not allowed to call them those anymore.
TikTok?
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So, Kaylin.
Yo.
Insomniac.
Yeah.
What can we plug for you?
I guess, you know, my plug is the Koi Pond. It's a great show. Listen to it every Thursday on iTunes. If you want to have a lot of fun, go listen to Koi Pond.
What else could we plug for you?
That's a bit for now. You can just chill out. Well, listen to some Koi Pond and then see how you feel.
What a jerk. Gary goes through all this hard work, getting the confirmation code, makes you a Twitter.
Dylan actually did that. But.
But yeah, but...
Yeah, I had to go walk out of here and go remember six numbers.
Yeah, Dylan had to memorize it because he didn't and take that number in here. Gary typed it all out, made you the handle, and then tweeted out your handle.
Shame on you.
For what?
For what you're doing.
What am I doing?
Why?
I'm not doing anything.
Tell people to follow you on Twitter, Kaylin. Where should they go?
I said go listen to the Koi Pond. It's a great show. If you want to hear more of me, which I'm plugging myself on this show.
You know what he's doing, Chris?
I plug myself.
Since you fucked it up and he fucked it up with you, he's going to roll out his Twitter announcement on the Koi Pond now.
No, you're not. You better not.
That's what he's saying.
I dare you.
Plead the fifth on
this. I effing dare you.
Wow.
All right, Dylan. So this is the part of the show where we just, whatever you want anybody to check out, it could be something you've done, it could be something you like, and that we all judge you for what you expect, you ask people to go to. Not really, but.
You guys should follow me on Twitter at Dylan Pete Wren. That's Dylan with a Y, and then Wren has two N's. And then also...
also a W.
Oh, yeah, W-R-E-N-N.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yep, that's
just
a really good
saying.
Point. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, the silent letter in his last name.
Nope,
nope,
it's a good point. Yep.
All right.
Also, ironically.
Although, if you went to grade school, you know how to spell Ren. It's a bird.
I don't know. We've been talking Star Wars.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
True. Mm. True.
Yeah.
I spent several months here thinking Dylan true spelled that. His name with an R because he put that as his fucking email address.
You know, that's funny. You know, this family we grew up with, the Kenobi family,
did
they had
not?
That same
was
problem.
That was Mike Joffe.
Okay. Well, you left it for a long time.
I did, yes.
It's still that in mind.
And
that.
The Solos down the street, man. Fuck.
I ironically watched the show The Bachelorette and host a podcast with my buddies Patrick Hickey and a good friend named Nick, and you guys should check that out on iTunes.
We usually stick to just the one plug, but...
Oh, no, that's hosted by Water Cooler alumni, Nick Davis.
That's right.
We all remember him. Okay, Gary Smith.
Well, Dylan took my plug. I was going to plug his Twitter because he's been bitching about it all episode. So I guess go follow Bean Flicker because inevitably Kaylin's going to take this account over and change the handle. But once he sees that there's a couple hundred followers tomorrow, he's like,
I think it's
you have to take that account. I mean, change the handle, whatever, but you'll want to keep the followers.
He's happy. So I've been looking Bean over Flicker. Gary's shoulder this entire time. Kaylin, he's designed an immaculate Twitter page.
Photo. Oh, yeah.
I think there's a full profile. I mean, it's a complete page.
Oh, I was wondering why you're taking photos just now.
Listen,
those are actually
Gary's
taken
been,
during the show.
Building this entire site for you, so I think you're good to go.
We'll see.
Bean Flicker,
come on. I'm excited. I can't wait to follow you and get and follow your tweets.
Just to be clear, it's BIEHNFLICKER.
There you go.
And that is your direct connection to Mr. Kaylin Bean. everybody.
Hashtag turtle fart.
That's good.
Hashtag turtle fart. Yes. And Kalen, what will be your first tweet? Maybe a hashtag turtle fart? You've stuck around at the end of the show.
I think I'll be the one who decides that.
Well, no, but we got to have Kalen tweet something.
I know.
This is Kalen's voice. This is your voice, Kalen.
No, I'm not going to tweet.
This is your introduction
anything.
Into this world.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful and terrible at the same time.
I've just been adding pictures so that it looks, so that the fans know it's real. But Kalen will control this account. I promise I will not tweet anything from it.
Matt.
Yeah.
Where can we go for you?
All right. So everyone's doing two plugs. I'm doing two. One's a plug. One's a suggestion. Plug is
technically you could say they're both plugs.
Sure. Good.
Yeah. Or they're both suggestions.
First, a suggestion is to subscribe to Chef on Delay, which is a podcast I do with my wife.
Yeah.
We're coming up on our 20th episode.
Ooh.
Which is pretty cool.
Ooh, very nice.
I don't know what the 20th will be yet, but we're getting there. And my suggestion.
Aroma Cafe.
Maybe it will be the Aroma Cafe.
I would go eat Johnny Croatia's.
Yeah, we should support Johnny Croatia. And then I also say, since it has come up a couple times, if you can find it out there, the movie Battle Royale. It's Japanese,
yes.
So you got to read the subtitles.
It's, oh, it's, guess they're out.
It is.
Guess everyone's out. Everyone's going to listen to your suggestion.
Movie.
So.
It's a disturbing it's a bummer. Movie.
It's not that disturbing.
It's kind of like it was a precursor to The Hunger Games, a bunch of kids trying to kill each other. But I will say, Tarantino has said in an interview, it's the movie that he wishes he made. And if you've ever seen Kill Bill before, the girl with the nose and the schoolgirl skirt,
the spike
she's dressed like that because she's one of the little girls that's in Battle Royale. It's like an homage to that. Hmm. So anyway,
what do you call that thing, the ball on the chain? What's that thing called?
That's a great question.
What the hell is that thing?
It's not a mace.
No.
Mace?
It is
a mace.
No. A mace is the... doesn't have the chain. It just has the handle.
I think he's right.
Anyway, to you local water cooler guys here, the Bobo Boys, you guys can borrow my DVD because it's a fucking awesome movie. Anyway, those are
that.
My plugs.
All yep. right. And
it's
before
a military flail.
We're almost on the plugs flail. Here. Before we get to Dawson's plugs, I would like to count to 100. One, two. No, Dawson, I'm kidding.
You're
where?
Not there yet.
Oh, please.
Five, six.
Dawson, you made it to the end of the show. You're going to have to hashtag turtle fart. After this.
Eight.
Where can we go for
nine.
You?
Those are long seconds, Mike.
Yeah. Ten. These aren't.
We're doing two plugs. Okay, first plug.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know the rules.
But day, dude.
No, people double dip
thank
all the
you
time.
For listening,
don't worry
by
about
the way.
It.
My first suggestion is light up a smoke because life is no joke. And my second suggestion is come to Bands in the Sand on Saturday. We're going to have a good fucking party.
Can I just throw something out here?
Yeah.
I feel like the show's gone on a lot longer, so maybe we should change it to turtle fart poop or something else, because they might have tweeted out turtle fart and then turned off the show.
That's
so
true.
The show's
that's
technically
true.
Not over yet, so there's only one way to know who's
turtle
a true
fart.
Fan.
Yes.
That's
turtle
awesome
turtle
part,
fart
yeah.
was a lie.
Guys,
yeah.
what do
if
we
they do?
Do
turtle fart, then they know they didn't listen
or
to the whole
like the
thing.
Poop emoji.
Hashtag, no.
This is all a very good idea.
We don't need to put poop in it.
This is all a very good idea.
Can we not put poop in it?
Come on, we
already got farts.
You guys.
We all know what's next.
Avid listener Dylan just texted me while you guys were having that conversation and said, we already have a built-in solution for that. It's tortoise fart.
Tortoise fart.
No, as we did
that's
before
right,
for
we
this
did
exact same reason.
And then
Dylan
fart.
Listens to every single episode, clearly.
Yeah.
So he
wait, should we
me.
Do tortoise
I
fart?
Didn't text
no,
you.
I don't want these people are going to be expecting tortoise fart after
right.
we said turtle fart. I like turtle fart poop.
I like it now that you said it. It sounds good.
So that's how we'll know.
So that will be the
I don't believe you.
So
that
will be how we differentiate, okay? So everybody
turtle fart poop.
Hashtag turtle fart means okay, you're listening.
You got there, but not
we love you. And we you guys have been with us this whole way if we have a hashtag turtle fart poop. And that's easy enough.
There you go.
By the way, the best people are the ones who tweet them both.
Hey, seriously, though, all of you people who listen to the show, thank you.
We love you.
That's
and
really
why?
Fucking cool of you.
We
I don't know why.
You.
I
we
don't know
you.
Why you guys listen, but you do, and that's cool.
And word on the street is maybe some Bobo Boys merch coming up.
Yeah. Hey-o. Might be coming.
Turtle fart poop.
Anyone?
Joe all right,
Chris plugs.
Yeah. You know, I have no plugs, just that. I'm with Dawson. Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate you you being here with us, and we'll see you next time. We're getting in the Hunger Dome next week. How about that?
Bands in the Sand. We're going to breach the beach Saturday. See ya.